Simon Shin Hei, from Sif Ches till the end, most of the things that are discussed in the Simon are the type of things that animals are allowed to go out with and not allowed to go out with, and it's not referring to puppies and kittens. Hence, most of these halachas are not really negiah for the standard person. Refrat the Kenzain Bizmanein, and we don't even have Rishus Rabbim. Now, it seems to be from Sif Tezain that one would be allowed to lead a dog on a leash as long as the right tnoim, withholding a leash, as long as the tnoim are met. It doesn't specifically talk about a dog, it's talking about a behema, but it says, "Hamoitzi behema hu moishcha ba'afzor, tzorech lezorish le yetzei reish ha'cheva mitachas yodei tefach ha'mato, and gam le'ini ha'chavi ben ha'cheva ben yodei le'behema, shle yachva shzegi ba'tefach l'samach l'aris." First of all, the leash can't stick out. When you're pulling the behema, the leash can't stick out more than a tefach from the back of your hand, and also it shouldn't be long enough that it will droop down and go to the and drag on the ground. It shouldn't be within a tefach of the ground. What then? It has to be short rope or a big animal, because in that case the Mishnah Berurah says lo yitei nira ki lo behema nimsheches ba. Now, it's slightly different this than a dog, because this is referring to generally when you're pulling an animal, the animal's behind you and you're pulling the animal. When it's with a dog, it's the other way around. The dog is in front of you and he's pulling you, so it doesn't look bichlal. It's not kilo amehim nimsheches ba. It doesn't look like a the same thing. However, lachur, it's also mishum nitirusa. Ba'atim, you should have the same heter. I do recall when I was growing up, and we, well, right. The leash is like Rav Silliman is saying. The leash with the dog is a problem because generally you don't have the leash just a few inches off the from the neck of the dog to your hand. It's much longer. And then the dog can go back and forth, and the leash will go down to the ground. And then it'll just look like a matzu, which will be a problematic. And I do recall when we babysat a dog, they have automatic ones, that they go smaller and bigger. So if you have those are much better.
Then it's automatic.
No. In the handle. No, so in the handle, but you don't see that. You don't see that, I don't know if that's a problem. It's all wrapped around. You've asked me a lot of wrap. It even has a hechsher. Ooh, what? It has a hechsher. That they didn't have. 32 years ago, we our family once babysat a dog. I don't know. The balabatim go away, and they leave all types of things for the rabbanim. Gets there, one of the balabatim in the shul, they left us with a dog. We have pictures of them. We dressed them up with a jacket and slurpee and glasses. Oh, I do remember, that I remember from the pictures, but I do remember from Shabbos was that we had an issue of how to let the dog go out, because the dog was not used to coming back to the house. So it's not like a regular standard scenario that you can just let him outside and he'll come back after half an hour. And you can't use a leash. And we didn't do it at that time. There's also no ears. Kitzer, there was an issue. I remember trying to chase him back in. You can't really chase him back in because it's in front of the sun. What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Well, lachur, if you have one of these leashes that goes automatically back in and out, then lachur, that would be a great aid for those that have a dog. Sefiud Ches talks about being mishtamish with an animal. You're not allowed to ride animals. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with them bichlal. It's also not too common in a regular area where you're not in the farmlands to be mishtamish with animals, except for maybe dogs possibly and kittens. But the place came down whether or not we have the same gzera of riding on a behemoth, we have also riding on a bicycle. Now the Pasha says that we do not have it, especially since the Iker Gzeira is that you might go ahead and break off a branch to whip the animal. You're not usually whipping your bicycle. Nevertheless, the place can bring down. There could be chashas of you maybe going outside of the tchum and other types of things. I think the Minhag HaOlam is definitely for older over bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah not to ride bikes on Shabbos. The question is with regard to less than that. Older kids also generally do not. The younger kids, even the tricycle, the mini kids, tricycle and bimbas and things like that, they do ride bicycles. That really depends on if certainly if it has training wheels or also people say that would be like the same type of thing. If it doesn't, then there's minhagim. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they try to reframe because it's not like a regular bike. It's like a tricycle, I would think. It doesn't look like it, it's not the type of thing, I don't think, that goes out that, Be'etzim, there shouldn't be, Be'etzim on that, and I don't know, the chain might fall off and be stuck in it. That's my proposition. The question is also what type of bike it is. Sometimes the chain falls off every day, so I need to consider my proposition to put it back on, like the broken glasses. Could there theoretically be a lot of things that go wrong? Also with your glasses, the lens can pop out. But in a Hanami, that's one of the other shashas they say, maybe the chain is going to come off. Okidem. The Sif Yud Tes talks about an animal that fell into the water and you can't get him out. So what are you allowed to do to get him out? The halacha is, for Shigamari, you're allowed to throw a... It's actually not a version of it, but it's a shame I had to learn it. But the Machaber Paskin let us throw a pillow into the water to allow the animal to step onto the pillow to be able to get out or to help himself, because Tzar Bala Chaim is deraisa, Bavatar Kilim Yechoni is only Isser Derabanan. Therefore, the Isser deraisa can go ahead and push off the Isser Derabanan.
What's the
Tzar
throwing it?
No. Being Mavatal Kli Meichane. You're taking something which is a useful Kli and you're making it unusable on Shabbos. Why is that Aser? There's two different Rashis. One of them seems to say the reason is because it's similar to Baina, that you're sort of affixing it to the ground. You're making it, it's Kli, but you knocked it into the ground because you can't use it anymore as a Kli. One says it's like Seiser. It was usable and now you're not able to use it anymore. Is it a Stira? No, the Chavis Tzomah says a few things possibly. And that would be Aser. Nevertheless, the Rambam says lehedya, if you want to pull the animal out, you would not be allowed to do that. Magen Avraham brings it down, because even though it's mukta is only it's a derabanan, several times the rice, you should be allowed to heave the animal out of the rice being deicha derabanan. Nevertheless, you cannot be madama derabanan to each other, and we do not allow it. Nevertheless, there are those that say that it's mutter, for the same svarish on the firm. The Mishnah Berurah says the best idea is to ask a guy. Ask a guy to do it, then it would be a shvus to shvus, v'mokim tzar b'alechaim, it would be fine. Not only that, in Siman Shin Lamed Beis, the Sharetzin, in Sivkat and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah is mevur, I'll feed a Sharetzin there, that it's mutter to ask a guy to even do the raisas, v'mokim tzar b'alechaim. It would be Shin Lamed. What about Sifchof? How do you work Sifchof? Why is there only Mutter? That's me Mutter. It's also similar. Yeah, there Lechatchila it says you should do it into food. To make it into Shvus to Shvus. Sifchof is the same thing. Sifchof is also Machm Tzar Balachayim asking a guy to milk the cows. That Chazinish writes a decent amount about milking cows and Shabbos, and he says that Derech Yeshar is to ask a guy. I saw in the Pesach Shuvas, he says that Bizmanenu, in many of the Haredi farms, they do not have, if the animals get milked by themselves without any human intervention b'chol. What? Automated milking system. That's the best. Even if it's not automated, easy pass. Even if it's not automated and you have to affix the machine to the cows, that should be done through a guy. If it's not shy to do it through a guy, then you'd be able to do it through a yid when the machine is off, is the best. Even if the machine is already turned on, certain machines, they work as a vacuum. So only when they turn on can they will attach to the animal. Then they say that, if it's a yid, then do it, that let the first milk go to waste, that it shouldn't be a problem of mefarik. But the best, they say, is to use a guy. And that's with regard to Shinhei. Shinvav talks about, this is actually very negiah, halacha l'maisa, and as opposed to Shinhei, which is maybe not so negiah to most people, Shinvav is very negiah. That one is not supposed to be oisik in their chafatim on Shabbos, in weekday activities on Shabbos, which means numerous different things. You're not allowed to do something which is clear. What you're trying to do is a weekday activity. Therefore, you're not allowed to go, if you want to check out a zero on Shabbos, to go check out the zero on Shabbos, see if it's matin for you, where it's clear what you're doing is a weekday activity. It's not just to visit your friend, it's an empty zero. Or to do shiputim in your apartment and you come inside to see where they're holding, to see if there's anything that you have to switch, if there's anything that has to be done. If you just want to see what it looks like, but if you're checking it out, it has to be that it's nicker and it's a dover, which doesn't have a heter to do by itself. In other words, not an eifin which is mutter. For example, one is not supposed to go to the end of the tchum to wait for the end of Shabbos to do something which is asr, to use the merchat, ukedema, where it's nicker that that's where the guy's going, because that's the only thing that's at the end of the tchum, then it's problematic. What's that? If it's outside the tchum, if the isser is that it's outside the tchum, if the whole isser is that you're going outside of the tchum, then that's mutter, because there's a way to use the outside of the tchum, to go outside of the tchum, even on Shabbos, if you're not working. But if what you're doing is something which is going to be usher outside of the tchum, then that's problematic. The Shmir Shabbos Chosah talks about two common cases, and one is you sitting in a bus stop towards the end of Shabbos, waiting for a bus. Is that okay, or is that not okay? Kimdumani, when I was a bachur, I spent the Shabbos in Bnei Brak, and I, after Shal Shuras, I see Ruch Chaim learning in the bus stop. I think twice it happened. But it's on the end of Shabbos. And then the Shri Shabbos also says that the bus stop is used for just sitting also, not just used for waiting for buses. Therefore, it's not nicker what you're doing. Therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. If it's possibly, how about looking at a inside of a window of a store to see what they're selling? So he says, also Shmir Shamsa says that such a thing would be mutter, even if you have an interest in buying it. You shouldn't read the price tags al shtori adyotis. However, since people very often look at the, even when they're not intending to buy, they enjoy looking in the displays, Mamela is not nekar b'chlal, that we're doing is aser, and one would be allowed to do that on Shabbos.